Listen to this news. Bullet rejects fears over EU-India free trade deal impact on Turkey. Turkish Trade Minister Ömer Bulut has dismissed concerns that a proposed free trade agreement between the European Union and India could cause significant losses for Turkey in the EU market, rejecting claims that Ankara would lower customs duties toward India. Speaking to Anadolu, Bulut said reports suggesting Turkey would reduce tariffs due to an EU-India deal were completely unfounded, stressing that there is no such plan or agenda. His remarks came as he evaluated the Turkey-EU customs union and the implications of the EU's negotiations with India. Bulut said efforts to update the customs union are long-standing, noting that the issue was first raised with the EU in 2014. He described the customs union, enforced since 1995, as a central driver of Turkey's economic transformation and its integration into European value chains, supported by alignment with EU technical regulations that strengthened industrial competitiveness. Bilateral trade between Turkey and the EU has expanded eightfold over the past 30 years to $233 billion, while the export-to-import coverage ratio has reached 100%, Bulut said. He added that this growth reflects a structural shift, with medium to high technology products now making up 43.5% of Turkish exports and Turkey's share of global exports rising to 1.07%. Bulut said the current customs union framework, largely focused on industrial goods, no longer reflects global economic realities. Excluding areas such as services, the digital economy, public procurement, and agriculture has limited the full potential of bilateral trade, he said. He pointed to structural challenges, including asymmetries created by EU free trade agreements with third countries, Turkey's limited role in related decision-making, transport quotas affecting Turkish carriers, and expectations on the mobility of Turkish businesspeople within the EU. Updating the customs union, he said, has become a strategic necessity to strengthen European value chains amid global economic uncertainty. Since 2023, Turkey and the EU have resolved many priority trade issues through a more constructive approach, with the high-level trade dialogue serving as a platform for problem-solving and groundwork for an update. Bulut said the process is now not only a Turkish demand but also an EU economic security need, given geopolitical risks, supply chain vulnerabilities, and efforts to reduce dependencies in sectors such as energy and defense. Rejecting claims that the customs union harms Turkey, Bulut said 43% of Turkish exports went to the EU in 2025, with trade expanding in a balanced manner. Exports to the EU totaled $117 billion that year, while imports stood at $115 billion. Lifting the export-to-import coverage ratio from 50% in 1995 to above 100%. He added that more than 60% of the $295 billion in foreign capital entering Turkey over the past 25 years originated from EU countries. Bulut said the European Green Deal has reshaped access conditions for the EU market, making green transformation both a requirement and a competitive advantage. Turkey aims to strengthen its position as a fast, reliable, high-quality, and green supplier by aligning quickly with new EU standards, supported by financing and compliance programs for exporters. Market diversification remains a priority, with 60 countries designated as export targets in 2026, alongside initiatives under the Distant Countries Strategy. On the EU-India agreement, Bulut said it reflects the EU's effort to diversify trade partners. He noted that Turkey is also expanding its preferential trade network, which includes 24 free trade agreements and 6 preferential arrangements. While India is the world's fifth largest economy, he said its exports account for about 11% of GDP, and its export-to-import coverage ratio is 62%, indicating a more inward-focused production structure. Bulut said EU tariffs on major Indian exports are already low or zero, meaning the agreement would mainly expand EU market access. He added that Turkish exports under the customs union benefit from free circulation without rules of origin requirements, giving Turkey an advantage over EU free trade partners. Technical regulations, rather than tariffs, now shape competitiveness, supported by Turkey's proximity, logistics strengths, and compliance with EU standards. Any potential trade diversion involving Indian origin goods entering Turkey through the EU will be closely monitored, Bullet said, reiterating that claims that Turkey will lower customs duties toward India due to the EU-India agreement are completely unfounded. Energy industry, US urges India to resume Venezuelan crude imports amid Russian cuts.